This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Must be a day that ends in Y. That's right, I'm back. You can't get rid of me. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for joining the show. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we're here to, well, do all sorts of fun things and talk about all sorts of fun stuff, as well as take your calls. And remember, we're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you don't get on the air for some reason or you heard something in a previous show that you wanted to talk about, feel free. Give us a call. We're here to talk about that stuff. I wanted to talk about, well, because Lee was here last night with me, we talked about some stuff that we want to talk about tonight. And I sort of superseded that because, well, I'm in this chair and I can. And by that, I just mean that the lead story tonight is something that we didn't talk about. And that is, I've been monitoring a whole bunch of stuff about this, the Wall Street bets and the whole hedge fund bits and what happened with GME or the GameStop situation.
Fun fact about betting, they had to do a special qualification for the New York Gaming Commission to exempt the stock market because it was far too much like gambling.
Well, I mean, that's not really a fair complaint. You could say the same thing about insurance or driving to work. We have an idea of, like, okay, slot machines are gambling and going to work for a salary isn't, but there's not really a, if you start picking it apart, there's not really a clear defined line, like, okay, these activities have no risk because that's not true of any activity. And these activities are just risk.
Yeah, it's a lot more like, what did you notice was like gambling?
Yeah, the long and the short of it to me is that, you know, when bankers and, you know, highfalutin corporate investors manipulate the stock markets to their advantage, that's fine.
Encouraged.
But when a bunch of
legally protected,
you know, we'll call them regular folk who are internet savvy, decide to do it, then, oh my gosh, it's got to be a crime.
And buying stock, which is what the internet did, is a lot less manipulation than buying futures.
And let me be clear.
Is what Wall Street did.
Yeah, let me be clear. What happened with what they call a short squeeze, what happened with this is completely legal.
Mm-hmm.
Completely above board legal. What the Redditors did is completely 100% legal. What they did, what they managed to accomplish was interfering in some of these other, you know, bankers and highfalutin hedge fund managers and that kind of thing, their game, right? They say, hey, new players in town, and it's us. Ha-ha! Here we are.
Well, you could avoid that problem by not selling things you don't have, which is what a short sale is.
Correct. Essentially, the way I understand it, the short squeeze is, you know, somebody borrows a stock, one stock, right, just to keep the number simple. They borrow it, and the idea is that they'll pay it back, right? So they buy it, and then they hold on to it, and they sell it, you know, when the price goes up, and then they return that one stock, and then they keep the difference, right? So if I buy that one stock for $10 when it's low, they sell it when it's $15, and then they keep the $5, and they return the one stock.
Backward.
Is it backwards?
Yeah, that's backwards. So they don't actually buy the stock. You were right when you said
they
borrow it.
Right. Yeah.
So you borrow it at $15, expecting that it'll go down to $10, sell it at $15, and then when it goes down to $10, you buy that stock and give it back.
Oh, okay. All right. So at any rate, this has created a whole bunch of commotion, obviously, in the financial world. I've been paying attention to a specific writer over at Bitcoin.com. His name is Jamie Redmond. He's a fantastic writer as far as I'm concerned. And he has penned an article titled, Goldman and Interactive Brokers Executives Claim That the Wall Street Bets Trend Could Take Down the Entire System. Now, during last night's show, in between one of the breaks, Lee, you and I had a discussion about the events that occurred to make this happen are indeed a repeatable model. Any group of people can get together and go see, oh, I wonder what stock is going to be shorted or what stock is, what they're buying short today.
That might be true today. They can just make it criminal if they don't ex post facto it, which is not uncommon completely.
Right, but in order to do that, they'd also have to make it illegal for the hedge funds and whatnot to do it. Unless they write in some caveat that says, only if you're like a licensed entity can you engage in this particular form of gambling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already have qualified investors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, just a quick correction on terms. So what we were describing was a short sell, selling short a stock. Now, a short squeeze is what can happen when the price goes up all of a sudden.
Right, which is what happened to GameStop.
Right.
And it was on purpose. They bought this stock specifically to force it to go up in value so as to make it so these hedge fund people who bought the stock at a lower price would have to pay it back at a much higher price.
And that's the thing about any kind of selling short. So normal people don't usually do that. It's very much an inside kind
normal
of thing.
Normal people don't ever do that. How would you?
Right.
Well, I mean, you can actually sell a stock short through your broker. But most people don't because the loss is potentially infinite.
Yes.
And the gain is finite. It's whatever the price is, that's your maximum gain.
So this article says the heavy hitters in traditional finance have been concerned about the recent stock market action fueled by Redditors and a colossal number of retail investors. This week, a Goldman Sachs executive warned that if these short squeezes continue, it could, quote, snowball through the entire market, unquote. Moreover, Interactive Brokers founder Thomas Peterffy made similar comments this week, saying these types of systemic risk can, quote, take down the entire system, theoretically, unquote. Now,
well, and the system is based on things that shouldn't, not that shouldn't be conceptually possible, but that shouldn't be possible in practice. There, it should not be practical to sell securities that you don't have, because then what does that do to the demand for that security? Now, people know you need it, and it's not a tangible item. It's not like somebody has to produce it to give it to you.
Right.
That should, if we had a market, do what it did this time, just exponentially increase the price. It should not be, I'm not saying it should be, it wouldn't be banned in Nankipistan, I don't think, but it shouldn't be a thing that you can plausibly do.
Right, because it doesn't obey standard market practices, which is just supply and demand, right?
Yeah, and the only reason it works is because they can shut down the stock market.
Right.
Whenever they're losing, which is what they did last week.
Right. Well, and they also put a halt on the particular avenues folks were using, the Robinhood app. The Robinhood app itself put the kibosh on actually using it to buy more of these stocks.
I would not be surprised if they got a phone call from on high.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
But NASDAQ closed, which I think the last time there was, an unscheduled stock market stock exchange closing was 9/11.
Yep. I'd like to refer to NASDAQ as NADSAC because it just sounds better. You just flip a couple of letters around.
It is pretty gross.
The article continues, 2021 has been an interesting year so far, and this week a Reddit forum called r/WallStreetBets sparked a whole new hot topic. 4 days ago, news.bitcoin.com reported on the stock market fiasco that started with short squeezing GameStop shares, but GME shares were not the only stocks that felt the push as Wall Street Bets trends started leaking into a number of other types of shares. For instance, stocks from the Russell 3000 index were targeted, including tickers like NOK, GoGo, AMCX, and Fizz. The social media craze even leaked into the cryptocurrency world, pushing up coins like Dogecoin and XRP as well. Estimates assume that the short sellers have lost $70.87 billion from their short positions, according to statistics. 603-283-6160.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Tuning in. Thanks for listening, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Yes, we are the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. You can do that by dialing 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Pickless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com where apparently some highfalutin executives over at Goldman Sachs and Interactive Brokers claim that Wall Street Bets, that's the Reddit group responsible for short squeezing the, GameStop stocks? These executives claim that that sort of trend could take down the entire system. Now, I, personally, am a big fan of stuff like that. An article that says, take down the entire system, why, yes, let's feature that on Free Talk Live tonight. So the article continues. The analysis says that Melvin Capital lost a whopping $7 billion during 2021.
70.
70 billion?
Yeah, not 7.
Oh.
70.
Oh, that must be a typo.
Wait, hold on now.
This is just Melvin Capital. This is just one of the hedge funds. We had talked off air about how the hedge funds sometimes have hedge funds that are parts of hedge funds, and so it's like a mecca hedge fund.
Yeah, the hedge funds are frequently backed by other hedge funds,
right,
which are backed by other hedge funds.
And I believe that Melvin Capital is just one of the hedge funds involved.
Well, and do we know how much they lost yet? Have these shorts come due yet?
We don't know the final figure, but this article says estimates assume that short sellers have lost $71 billion, if you round up. The Financial News Desk has also been reporting on another WSB trend taking place during the last week as short squeezes want to squeeze the silver market. And
that's more difficult to do.
It is, but
if you're talking about actual silver and not vault silver, which probably doesn't exist.
Well, we're talking about the paper that says you've bought silver.
Yeah.
Right. Not necessarily the actual silver.
You could squeeze that the actual silver market.
Apparently,
that would be a little bit difficult.
Apparently, as of tonight, it's already in play. There was a social media post from some folks that claim that you cannot buy a silver round, at least on paper, at this point. Everybody's sold out right now because the squeeze is on. It's started.
Well, silver had become, and scarce is not a real, there's no such thing as scarce, but for lack of a better term, silver had become scarce a while ago.
Yeah.
They were still selling vault silver because they don't have to actually have it to sell it to you.
Right.
Now, that would be illegal and stuff, but you'd never know. But, yeah, it was pretty hard to come by for a while now, actual silver, which is another thing that indicates to me that vault silver isn't real, because if you're sold out of the real stuff, but you're like, well, I have all this vault silver, though. Like, yeah, well.
Almost like some kind of fractional reserve that you're selling more than you actually have in the vault.
Yeah, weird, huh?
And the price differential was...
Oh, yeah, that's one of the great things about this is it might actually bring the price of silver to the price of silver. Because as you pointed out, I mean, there is a difference between what silver is supposedly selling at, the so-called spot price,
right,
and what you can get actual silver for.
One thread over on the r/Wall Street Bets suggested that the power of the masses could squeeze the price of silver from $25 to $1,000. Zero Hedge has been reporting on trends that show Redditors and social media users have managed to invoke demand for silver.
Well, but then at that point, if they needed silver for some reason, they'd probably just go buy actual silver.
But where?
From places that are selling actual silver. I mean, you could still get it. It's just...
You're going to pay a high price.
You have to pay 1,000 an ounce. You're going to pay 30 an ounce.
Maybe.
You're not going to pay 1,000 an ounce.
Maybe. If what they do succeeds...
Inflating the price of the fictitious asset doesn't affect the price of the actual asset.
it can, actually. So, I mean, in your theory, like, you buy an actual piece of silver for $30, and the price on the page is for $1,000, I mean, you can get the papers to sell that. Like, you can get it documented and then sell it, and if you're selling it at $1,000, like, that's quite a profit.
Yeah, or if I bought my silver round at, say, $25 last week, and, you know, tomorrow the price of silver on paper is $1,000, and somebody comes to me and says, hey, Captain, I know you got a round of silver. You want to sell that to me? I can go, yeah, how about $900?
I don't think that would work because people who are dealing in actual silver know that vault silver isn't real.
Okay.
If I'm buying a Toyota and I'm like, okay, well, it costs $10,000, and you're like, but they have unicorn cars for $1 million, I'm like, well, it doesn't matter because they're not real and I can't drive it.
But
and
it's
they're
the
not
market
gonna give
price.
It to me.
Well, and that's the difference there, though, is that you can't
would,
turn a real car into
a
well, you can't turn a real car
it's
into a unicorn
price.
Car. Whereas you can actually turn your real silver. You can get it documented. You can turn it into paper silver.
You
and
as an individual
yes.
can sell vault silver.
You can, yeah, I'm sure you can transfer your silver into the vault silver, yeah.
In the 24 hours preceding Friday...
Like I'm sure you'd have to pay for the paperwork to get done. But.
In the 24 hours preceding the Friday market close, SD Bullion sold nearly 10 times the number of silver ounces that we normally would sell in an entire weekend, leading to Sunday market open, the finance reporter disclosed. In a normal market, we can normally find at least one supplier or source willing to sell some ounces over the weekend if we exceeded our long position. Additionally, Polygon.com contributor ONS Good reported this week on how the meme-driven stock rally rescued AMC Theaters from $600 million in debt. Meme lords and Redditors saved this business, not the U.S. federal government, not the bankers. Those groups were actively shorting AMC down the toilet. The theater chain gets an unexpected lifeline when private equity trades a corporate IOU for stock, the author's report explains.
And so, the government was the one attacking AMC in the first place. But I don't know that they were doing great before. I'm sure they had some of it from digital stuff, but there's still value in a theater, at least to some people.
Well, the theaters
but
have...
By making it illegal or about half capacity, I mean,
right.
That was what hurt it.
Exactly. It's the government itself that hurt the theaters by these ridiculous clampdowns on, you know, social distancing and all that kind of stuff, or, no, you can't open without our permission, and, oh, no, you can only open at, like you say, half capacity or quarter capacity.
Yeah, I think this is people defending their actual culture as it's under assault from the government.
Well, and I love the fact that it's memers doing this,
right.
Not the government. Right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see a real bailout, this is what it looks like.
This is it. 603-283-6160. Who says memeing doesn't accomplish anything? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I had been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A group of GOP senators are calling for a slimmed-down COVID relief bill. 10 senators have written a letter requesting a meeting with President Joe Biden to discuss a much smaller relief plan. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tells Fox News what it will take to get a deal done.
Republicans will be there for that which is good for the country, but they won't be there for payoffs to Democratic constituencies are just to check the box for a campaign promise the president made, which has no rationale in terms of economics.
More than 5,000 people protesting the arrest of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny were detained by police today. Tens of thousands turned out to protest for a second weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken took to Twitter saying the U.S. condemns the persistent use of harsh tactics. Officials have also urged Russia to release Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry rejected Blinken's call as crude interference in Russia's internal affairs. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden wants schools reopened within his first 100 days. The question is it safe? USA Radio's Dan Naraki looks at a new study on COVID and the classroom.
A new study suggests that children don't spread COVID at a high rate while in school if proper protocols are in place. Dr. Daria Long of the University of Tennessee Department of Emergency Medicine is one of the co-authors of that study, and she tells CNN that they found more cases of COVID when kids came back from break than when they were in school regularly.
What we saw, and that was kind of one of our final conclusions from this, is what we saw is the number of cases that we had were very highest each time after kids were out on break. So when they came back in August or after fall break, after Thanksgiving, their numbers were highest, whereas when they were in school continually, they were following these protocols and we were able to test them. We got our numbers even lower. So we had the lowest incidence when they were continually in school.
Dr. Anthony Fauci cautions that plan to reopen schools may not happen due to high COVID-19 transmission. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. You're in the right place for the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our telephone number here, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com about how the Redditor memers could potentially take down the entire system by continuing their model of short squeezing, as it is called in the investment industry. And we'll continue to talk about that. But since we're talking about Bitcoin.com, I want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. So going on just a little bit more with some information in this article, the infamous Tyler Durden from Zero Hedge, and we feature their articles here on Free Talk Live from time to time, wrote about investors' report published by Goldman Sachs executive David Kostin, Durden writes that the latest Goldman report warns that if short squeezing continues, the entire market could crash. Who knew? It's the end of the world. What, you mean like a real market would then emerge instead of this fake market that we have?
And I think the best thing about this is that, like, this has set a precedent. So from now on, every hedge fund, every one of these traders is going to have to actually consider, hey, is this going to upset normal people?
Right.
Because if we do something that upsets them, they could clamp down on us.
Right. They actually have to respond to the actual market. I tell people all the time when they're like, oh, I don't understand finance and like the market and all of that. I'm like, you actually do. It's really easy. It's supply and demand. The market is just interactions between human beings.
You probably don't understand the regulations in any depth.
Correct.
That's an entirely different thing.
Right. Yeah, and getting them to understand that is where, you know, by putting it in such simple terms, they begin to sort of separate that from, like, what the actual market should be, and they can look at it in those
and it's,
terms.
And it's a great ploy to get people to think that they don't understand these things so that they don't compete
oh, yeah.
with them.
Oh, I'm not smart enough to understand what a short squeeze is. Yes, you are. Just read up about it. You know, pay attention to the articles. Keep reading. Even if you don't understand it, keep reading. Eventually, it's going to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain will your brain will sort out everything and be like, oh, right, because that's how, oh, then they did that, and now they're doing it again. All right, I get it now.
Yeah, these intimidating complications that are completely unnecessary is a really effective way of controlling people in a lot of different ways.
Indeed.
Whether it's law, finance, religion.
The most heavily shorted stocks have risen by 98% in the past 3 months, outstripping major short squeezes in 2000 and 2009. 98%, that's high. Costin study details this week demonstrated that unsustainable excess in one small part of the market has the potential to tip a row of dominoes and create broader turmoil, the Goldman analyst added. According to Durden from Zero Hedge, Goldman's hedge fund VIP list declined by 4% this week during the WSB fiasco. In recent years, elevated crowding, low turnover, and high concentration have been consistent patterns, boosting the risk that one fund's unwind could snowball through the entire market. Goldman's David Costin concluded, and Durden interpreted Costin's final conclusion in a different way. The author writes, translation, if WSB continues to push the most shorted stocks higher, the entire market could crash.
Serves them right. I mean, that's the thing. Business as usual is being way out on a limb on all of this stuff all of the time just to keep up with everyone else.
Well, and since the government decided to screw with everybody over the COVID bit, telling people, you know, what businesses could and couldn't be open and who's essential and who's not, who can and can't go to work, all except for everybody employed by government, of course. Not one of them bastards has lost a dime during any of this. We've seen unemployment rise to almost historical highs. Right? And yet somehow the stock market is doing great? You know? It tells you something's rotten over at the Circle K. Mm-hmm. Strange things are afoot. So this seems to me to be a natural market correction.
It is. It's just that we're not used to seeing those.
Well, and where are some of these
Well, the Federal Reserve does their damnedest to keep them from happening,
oh, of course.
Which is why they're bigger when they do happen.
Well, and that's why the very idea of too big to fail, I mean, that's the opposite of how it would work in an actual market. In a real market, you get too big to function, and then you have to break down into smaller pieces.
Yep. Yeah, too big to fail is a bunch of jumbled up words that they made up to say, we're giving these guys a bunch of your money.
Mm-hmm.
Goldman Sachs executives are not the only financial heavyweights weighing in on the stock market craziness in the possible aftermath. The founder and chairman of Interactive Brokers Group, Inc., Thomas Peterffy, it's P-E-T-E-R-F-F-Y, I don't know how you pronounce that. I'm going with Peterffy, discussed his thoughts about the stock market madness in an interview with MarketWatch financial author Mark DeCambre. On Thursday, DeCambre said that Peterffy explained that the short squeeze action could go on for a very long time unless it was stopped. He also wrote that Peterffy was worried about the systemic risk and, quote, the potential for this trend to ripple throughout the market. Well, I hope it does.
Indeed.
I hope it does because, you know, I was around in 2008 when the market crashed. And that's where the phrase too big to fail came about.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, these companies are too big. We can't let them fail. And so they gave them a bunch of money. And during that entire, we'll call it fiasco, there was a whole bunch of illegal things that happened, even mm-hmm. by the government's own standards.
Right.
Nobody got arrested. Nobody went to jail. Not one. Nobody. No person, no individual. Right. They squeezed what, who was the one guy?
Yeah.
You know, and he was doing some, you know, dirty deals with, you know.
Here's a guy we don't like. Is that enough?
Right, yeah. Scapegoat.
Oh, you mean the CEO? Yeah. No, yeah. No. Nothing scapegoat. Like that.
So, yeah, and you're right, Peakless Mountaineer, when a business becomes so big that it can no longer manage itself, it either dies or, you're right, it breaks up or gets bought by another company.
Right.
Right? Absorbed in some way, right? Bought and, you know, turned into something else or whatever. Those businesses, those banks specifically that were bailed out in 2008
mm-hmm.
should have been allowed to die.
Yes.
Because that's what happens. If you overextend yourself, if you borrow too much, if you somehow, you know, lend out money that you don't have and can't pay back, and, you know, then your business should die. You're a bad business person. Yeah.
And everyone's concerned about, okay, well, who's going to do these jobs that we need done in order to keep everything running? And it's like, well, if you had let other competitors enter the market instead of making it completely impossible to become a bank,
right.
then we would already have their replacements ready to go. But instead, you made all of these regulations that make it just shy of completely impossible to be a bank.
Well, and I mean, we don't need replacement banks. We can just let all the banks go away and, you know, continue with life.
Because, well, we know that eventually banking will be replaced with software.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of the reasons that you need this stuff to go on in the first place are already being replaced by cryptocurrency equivalents that don't overcharge everything and have so much red tape and all of that.
Furthermore, on January 29th, the cryptocurrency trading platform Bittrex Global revealed that it was listing tokenized stocks for a number of the shares the WSB trend has been affecting. The exchange detailed that it made this decision because Bittrex wanted to ensure that retail investors, that's the little guy, have exposure to stocks they may wish to trade any time during any day of the week, like they should have.
Oh, yeah.
603-283-6160. Is it time for the banking system to collapse? More Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Peekless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We were talking a bit before the show about people who don't understand finance and why they don't, and we talked a bit during the show as well about that. Could it be that more people don't understand basic things like finance and the economy and how money works and fractional reserve banking because Americans are suffering from mass delusional psychosis?
It's a bit of a jump.
It's the best segue I got, pal, so that's what you get. We're segueing into a different article is what I'm trying to say. This from, where is it from even? EVMagazine.com. I don't even know how I stumbled upon this, but I did. It's been in show prep for a while. Peekless, you noticed it and were like, can we do that? Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's, you know.
Best so, article ever.
So here we are, evmagazine.com. Psychiatrist, Americans are suffering from mass delusional psychosis because of COVID-19. Now, that might make you think a thing. It's not because of COVID-19. Whenever somebody says, because of COVID-19, generally speaking, what they mean is because the government did some things and is now forcing you to do things you don't want to do or didn't want to do in the first place.
Yeah, conflating a virus with the response that we have done to the virus is almost ubiquitous.
Yeah, the United States Congress is not a literal virus.
Although they are a parasite, the entire government is a parasitical organism.
And they certainly cause disease.
They do.
Not to mention a whole lot of death.
The article starts, something sinister is brewing around the current atmosphere of mass panic and the fear stemming from the COVID-19 hysteria. People seem to be losing their minds when it comes to dealing with the pandemic. Perhaps that's basically what's happening. Dr. Mark McDonald is board certified in both child and adolescent psychiatry with extensive additional training in adult psychoanalysis. He specializes in the evaluation and treatment of young people with mental illness, and his practice also serves adults, couples, and families. His opinions have been widely published in local and national news, including the Wall Street Journal and the Federalist. The true public health crisis is psychological in nature. Among some of these opinions, Dr. Mark McDonald believes that the crisis is not medical in nature. The country has always had enough resources to deal with the pandemic. For example, the Navy hospital ship sent to New York City to help deal with a surge in hospitalization was turned back due to a lack of patients. The same thing happened on the West Coast. So the question becomes, what is the actual public health crisis that people are really suffering from? Now, before we go on, not only was that medical ship turned away from New York and the same thing happened on the West Coast, but here in Keene, New Hampshire, they sent a team of folks, I don't know if they were FEMA or they were a team of folks, to literally take over the university here in town and turn that into, you know, a makeshift hospital because they were anticipating a far higher number of bed count than actually happened. And so they did so, they set up bed, and then nothing happened, and they had to take it down and leave. Like a carnival, right? Oh, nobody's coming to the carnival. I guess we better try somewhere else, right? So imagine if that happened here in, you know, what's Keene, 25,000, 30,000 people, right? Where else did it happen?
Right.
Across the globe, right? Everybody's like, oh, panic! Let's set up all these facilities. Oh, you're not overwhelmed? Oh, there's not dead bodies in the streets? Oh, my gosh.
You mean we're not just stepping over dead bodies of COVID patients? Astonishing.
Dr. McDonald believes the true public health crisis lies in the widespread fear, which morphed and evolved into a form of mass delusional psychosis. In simpler words, the American public is suffering from mass insanity due to their delusional fear of COVID-19. Even when the statistics point to the extremely low fatality rate among children and young adults, the young and the healthy are still terrorized by the chokehold of irrational fear when faced with the coronavirus.
And young here is defined, I think, by under 50 or under 55 or something like that. It's not like just 19-year-olds.
Right, right. A Colorado family was recently kicked off an airplane because their 2-year-old daughter would not leave her mask on. Her parents weren't even against masking. The toddler just didn't want to have a piece of cloth smothering her face. Well, I mean, nor do most people, right? I don't. It isn't even enough that her parents were forcing her to put the mask on as they covered her face against her will. They were still made to exit the flight. So these parents, wearing their masks, have a 2-year-old who didn't want to wear the mask, and they went ahead and forced this 2-year-old to wear the mask, and they still kicked him off the flight.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaking video. I mean, you see the parent, like, trying to, like, you know, soothe her and, like, pet her head while he's, you know, holding this mask over her face where she doesn't want it. And even when he's doing that, that's when the attendant comes up and says, you're going to have to leave the plane now.
I mean, I have flown pre-COVID where, you know, there was some sort of a fussy baby on the flight, and it annoyed everybody during the whole frickin' flight. And not once did they pull a plane over or, you know, make somebody get off before the plane took off because they had a fussy baby.
I can't see taking my kids on a plane either. Like, I'm an adult. I can make the decision to go through just ridiculous whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I won't be because I can't leave my kids at home while I fly around the country either. But you get the point. I can't see taking my kid on a plane even before the lockdown, before the like, how are you able to, I guess I don't want to know, but how are you able to do that just in general?
Yeah, I saw a, I guess I'll call it a read option pass. So there was a couple, and they had to sit, like, you know, the one person was in the row in front and one person was in the row in back. And they would, like, hold the baby up as, like, a signal to, like, hey, will you grab the baby so I can, like, get into my bag and, like, get a thing out or what?
Well, no, I mean, like, not just because it's annoying, although I imagine it would be annoying to everyone to have a toddler on a plane. But, okay, so I'm not about to put a mask on my kid.
Right.
And you have to go through TSA to get on a plane. So I'm not about to do that either.
Right.
If I decide that there's a really damn good reason for me to get on a plane, I can make that decision.
Right.
I don't even feel entitled to make that decision on behalf of someone else.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're going to get groped by TSA today. Deal with it. Like, yeah. What? No.
Or put in a microwave.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. The worst part of this unfortunate situation is the fact that no one else on the plane dared to stand up and back up the toddler's parents against the insanity of forcing a child to cover her face against her will. Well, you know, not a lot of people are standing up for adults either at this point. But yes, it is particularly upsetting. Time and time again, we hear studies about how children are not a vector for infection, yet everyone on the plane was deluded into thinking that a 2-year-old who refuses to put on a mask will kill everyone.
Okay, well, objection, evidence not in... facts not in evidence. We have... Why would... That's a jump. They could have just thought, if I mess with the flight attendants, I'm going to have problems. They could have just thought, I don't want to mess with, what are they called, the air marshal people. Like, that doesn't follow from what happened.
Objection noted. In the midst of mandatory masking, have you also noticed a glaring problem about people who get hysterical at those who refuse to wear a mask? Why, yes, I have, as a matter of fact. The scientific fact is that if someone doesn't want to assume the risk of infection, that person should be wearing a mask. And they note the N95 or KN95.
Well, and as far as the evidence, it certainly shows that what they saw happening, they didn't consider worthy of stopping, which means that they didn't think it was that unjust.
No, that's not true either. There's plenty of really unjust. I've been to Boston. I haven't pulled over and opened fire on the Federal Reserve building. Because it's not going to accomplish anything. That's not a judgment of how unjust it is.
No, but you do say something about the Federal Reserve, and no one says anything about this.
You speak up about it,
right?
No, I haven't walked in and told them off. Like, you don't know. I mean,
come on, you haven't driven by and flipped them off, like as you passed by the Federal Reserve.
I've never been driving while it was, but
okay.
I think that you have done everything in your ability to express your feelings regarding the Federal Reserve.
That doesn't mean that I say things about what I would and wouldn't do if I ever met this individual, but that does not mean that if I was on a plane run by the Federal Reserve that I would try to stop what they were doing to my own detriment and to no one's benefits.
Well, like, if I happen to be in this situation, I would at least turn and say, seriously?
603-283-6160. Are you suffering from mass delusion as a result of the government's reaction to COVID? More Free Talk Live on the way.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.